Welcome to the Deep Dive. You're likely tuned in because you're involved in teaching or maybe another service profession, and while you're looking for growth, not just the usual professional development, but something maybe deeper, personal too.
Exactly. And today we're diving into a program that seems to really get that connection. It's the Master of Arts in Transformational Teaching, Learning, and Leadership at Southwestern College.
Right. We know folks listening want to get the key info quickly but thoroughly.
Yep. So our mission here is to, you know, really unpack this program. We'll look at its core ideas, the structure, what it actually involves.
And what it might mean for someone looking for that kind of growth and impact. We're using the program's own description as our source here, trying to pull out the most crucial bits.
Okay, so let's start with the philosophy. The program description kicks off with a quote from Richard Rudd.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. When we allow challenges to transform us, a little more of our genius and passion takes hold in the world. It's quite evocative.
It really is. And it ties directly into the program's core belief, which is that developing your own consciousness is key to serving others effectively.
Consciousness. How are they defining that term? It can mean different things.
Good question. They define it as the capacity and willingness to live life with intentionality and the highest possible level of awareness regarding our purpose for being here.
Intentionality, awareness.
Yeah.
Purpose. Okay, so it's not just academic learning. It's about a fundamental shift, almost.
Precisely. It's less about just learning new teaching tricks and more about transforming how you show up, how you perceive your role.
And they talk about a learner-teacher-leader journey, that specific order, learner first.
Yeah, that sequence seems really intentional. The idea is you start by understanding yourself, your own stuff, your values, challenges.
Right.
And that self-understanding, that's what allows you to bring more authenticity, more empathy to your teaching.
Okay, so it's like building a foundation.
Exactly. And that self-aware teaching naturally flows into a more grounded leadership style. Leadership rooted in, well, real understanding, not just theory.
It sounds quite introspective, but still within a master's degree context. They also mention a diverse faculty who honor inner wisdom and unique paths. That sounds different for higher ed.
It does, doesn't it? It suggests they value the experience students bring, especially those coming from demanding fields like teaching or social work. The faculty are positioned more as guides, respecting that everyone's on their own path.
So it really is geared towards people already in those service professions.
Yes, that seems to be the target audience.
Oh.
Individuals in teaching and other service roles.
Okay. Now the word holistic comes up. What does that mean for this MA program?
Well, they talk about engaging multiple dimensions, not just the intellectual, which you'd expect.
Sure.
But also the spiritual, the emotional, and even the somatic.
Somatic, so like the body's role in learning.
Exactly. How we experience things physically, our presence. It's about seeing learning as a whole person experience, not just something that happens in your brain.
And that addresses all these different parts for a more complete transformation.
That seems to be the idea, a deeper, more integrated kind of growth.
And this focus on consciousness, it's woven into the curriculum, not just a side topic.
Right. It seems embedded in how the courses work. They emphasize practices like reflective inquiry.
Which is like asking yourself the hard questions after an experience.
Kind of, yeah. Really digging into what happened, your assumptions, what you learned. Plus, cultivating self-awareness, knowing your patterns, your triggers, and developing presence. Being fully there.
So these aren't just add-ons, they're core tools.
They're presented as essential tools, yeah. For both personal growth and professional effectiveness.
Okay, interesting. Let's talk structure. It's organized into three realms. Sounds a bit epic.
It does have that feel, like a journey unfolding. Realm one is self as learner invitation to journey inward.
The starting point.
Exactly. This is where you really dive into exploring your own values, beliefs, your purpose, getting to know yourself on a deeper level.
And I assume that leads into realm two.
You got it. Realm two is self as teacher of the adventure. Now the focus shifts. How does that inner knowing, that self-awareness, actually change how you teach or serve?
Ah, so applying it, bring that presence into the classroom or workplace.
Right, making it conscious and intentional.
And realm three, the final stage.
Realm three, self as leader of the return. This is about taking everything the self-understanding, the transformed teaching approach, and applying it to leadership.
Leadership. Does that mean like becoming a principal? Or something broader?
It can be broader. Formal roles, sure. But also leading initiatives, being an influential voice, just having a more conscious impact in your field. It's about bringing that transformed self back to make a difference.
The description uses phrases like inner wisdom as a compass and channeling passion and creativity. Beautiful ideas, but maybe a bit abstract. How do they make that concrete?
It seems to come back to those practices, reflective inquiry, asking those deep questions constantly. And they mention dialogue with your inner world.
Which could mean things like journaling, mindfulness.
Yeah, or other ways of tuning into yourself. The program seems to create the space and offer the tools for that kind of exploration.
Okay. And connecting this all to the hero's or heroine's journey, that's a powerful framework.
It is. And it maps really well onto the idea that real growth involves facing challenges head on, going through some kind of transformation, and then emerging stronger, you know?
Like overcoming obstacles to gain insight.
Exactly. The program seems to use that narrative to frame the whole experience. Each realm supports you through those tough spots and breakthroughs, personally and professionally. Like the stages of that classic journey.
Now, thinking about the timing, why might a program like this feel particularly relevant now? The description mentions some pretty big challenges in the world today.
It really does. It acknowledges things like technology making us feel isolated sometimes, even while it connects us.
Yeah, that paradox.
And societal pressures may be pushing competition over community, the digital divide, interactions feeling less personal.
And specifically in education, the impact of like top-down controls, high-stakes testing, that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly. Things that can really sap energy and creativity.
Those are definitely things you hear educators and folks in service roles talking about, feeling stretched, burned out.
Right. And the program suggests these challenges test our ability to adapt, connect, show compassion, and just maintain balance heart, mind, spirit.
So in that context, building inner awareness and resilience becomes crucial. Not just nice to haves, but necessities.
That's the connection they seem to be making. It's why they say each course is designed to support you as you develop your consciousness and resiliency.
It's an intentional strategy then, to equip people for the realities of their work today.
Seems so. An integrated approach to growth tailored for these complex times.
Okay, let's shift to the nuts and bolts. It's a blended learning model. What does that look like day to day?
It's a mix, basically. You've got online learning, some of which is synchronous, live classes, discussions happening at set times.
Right, real-time interaction.
And then asynchronous parts, where you engage with materials, do assignments on your own schedule. More flexibility there.
Which is huge for working adults, non-traditional students.
Absolutely. And they mentioned using different teaching methods, mm-hmm. multiple modalities, they call it, videos, readings, discussions, projects, trying to cater to different learning styles.
Makes sense. But there are also three on-ground summer residencies for a mostly online program that's notable.
It is, and it seems really core to the experience. They're described as intensive, immersive, in-person events, probably near Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Why the in-person element, do you think?
Well, there's just a different kind of connection, a different depth of learning that can happen face-to-face, you know. Building community with your cohort, with the faculty.
Okay. So the blended model is purposefully designed for accessibility and that deeper transformation.
That's how they frame it, yes.
Yeah.
Supporting the whole journey.
Let's dig into those residencies. The first one, 5 days. Invitation to journey inward. What happens there?
This one sounds like it really sets the stage for the inner work. Big focus on building community, networking, but also self-exploration.
Like rediscovering your passion.
Yeah, reconnecting with your calling, understanding what drives you. They mentioned things like healing circles, critical conversations, reimagining your work.
Healing circles, wow.
Yeah, and trusting inner wisdom, practicing presence, exploring intentions, even self-care. It sounds very holistic, very supportive. Kind of a deep dive right at the start.
Definitely not your typical first week of grad school. Okay. Then residency 2 is 4 days, the adventure, looking inward, outward, and beyond. Focus here.
This seems to be where you start connecting that inner work more explicitly to your professional practice, bringing transformational processes into your teaching or service.
So how does my inner voice guide my work?
Kind of. Cultivating that inner wisdom, but also learning about consciousness-based teaching, culturally responsive education, things like that.
And translating intentions into action.
Exactly. Bridging the gap between who you are becoming and what you actually do in your role.
Makes sense. And the final one, residency 3 days. The return, regenerating and expressing the self. Sounds like a wrap up.
It does. A culmination. Celebrating the journey, integrating the three realms, learner, teacher, leader.
And this is where the passion project comes in.
Yes. A big part is sharing those passion projects and then looking ahead, envisioning how you'll carry this forward, how you'll lead and serve differently.
Okay, you mentioned the passion project. Sounds key. Context-driven, action-oriented. Tell me more.
Yeah, this seems really central, especially to Realm 2. You identify a real challenge or area of interest in your own work context, something you're genuinely passionate about.
Okay.
Then you do deep research on it, really understand it, and develop creative, authentic solutions.
So it's not just a research paper. It's meant to lead to actual change.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Very action-oriented. It's a chance to bring your passion into the world, stemming from your deepest intentions.
Focused on something you care about, honoring your calling.
Right. And critically, the outcome should be something you can actually implement where you are. Real-world application.
That sounds incredibly useful. A chance to tackle something meaningful. What about support? Is there mentorship?
Yes, they mention that. In the first year, you get matched with a faculty mentor.
Okay.
And you have regular meetings to process what you're learning, get guidance, insights, support for the whole personal and professional journey.
So individual support alongside the coursework and residencies.
Seems like it. That personalized guidance for navigating the transformation.
Good to know. Lastly, some practicalities. It's a 67-unit program. That's substantial.
It is, because you have a sense of the commitment involved. And naturally, for the online parts, you need the right tech skills and set up reliable computer, internet, software, a decent place to study.
Standard online learning stuff. Any prerequisites for applying?
Typically, yes. You need a bachelor's degree, usually in education, psychology, social work, something related from an accredited place.
Okay. And experience.
Yes. Usually at least 3 years of professional experience in your field. It suggests they're looking for people with some grounding already, ready for this deeper dive.
Right. Makes sense. Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive on this MA program at Southwestern College, it really does sound unique.
It definitely stands out. That consciousness-centered approach aims squarely at developing teachers and leaders who can be transformational.
Yeah, the focus on self-exploration, the intense experiential learning in the residencies, and that very practical passion project.
Absolutely. It all seems geared towards helping people reconnect with their purpose, their passion, and bring that fully into their work.
Which, like we said, feels incredibly relevant right now with all the pressures and complexities people face in service professions.
Couldn't agree more.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Just consider, for a moment, how intentionally focusing on your own consciousness, your own inner wisdom, how might that change how you approach your work? How might it reshape how you handle challenges, how you lead, how you teach? What genius and passion, like that quote said, might be waiting to come through if you leaned into transformation more fully?
Powerful questions to ponder.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.